It's time to revive the principles that underpin all sound and enduring societies in the West, and to restore our institutions of government to the role that those principles assign to them. Those principles dictate that every person has the right to their life and liberty and to the property that they justly acquire, and that governments have a duty to protect those rights for every person in an accountable and transparent manner. In the heritage of the West, the rights and freedoms of every person rise above all other laws, acts of government, or decisions of the courts of law, and all claims by any other person, any institution, group, company, or cause. To protect those rights, governments were vested with immense powers that were distributed through various offices and the courts. As is the case with all offices that hold power, there is a temptation for those who hold those offices to abuse the powers of government, to impose their own will on the people whose rights and freedoms those powers are intended to protect. Our history shows many times in which kings and government officials have turned into tyrants who have abused the powers of the public offices that they hold so as to suppress the rights of the people and to pursue their own goals. Such times have been followed by a period of revival in which people came together to reassert the core principles that protect their rights and freedoms and to demand that governments are restored to their intended role so that society is returned to a solid foundation. The type of government that we have inherited has been structured in a way that is intended to ensure that the powers of government are not abused. Our institutions combine a constitutional monarchy with a representative democracy that is constrained by the rule of law. As a constitutional monarchy, the actions of government are theoretically constrained by a constitution that puts the rights of every person ahead of the wishes of government, and by a monarch who has the duty and the power to block any legislation, policy, program, action, or expenditure by government that harms the rights of any person. As a representative democracy, the actions of government are theoretically controlled and constrained by those who represent the people and who are accountable to the people. As a government that is controlled by the rule of law, courts will theoretically block any action of government that violates the rights of any person. Those theoretical protections of the rights and freedoms of all persons are under challenge again by those who would use and abuse the powers of government to impose their own will on members of the public. Governments increasingly undermine the principles of freedom and real and equal justice. They undermine the rights of persons as they seek to impose their own agendas. They silence all opposition and they block all expressions of dissent. The monarch has been turned into a toothless symbol rather than a defender of the principles that underpin the Constitution. The offices that are supposed to be filled by representatives of the people are controlled by the backrooms of political parties that impose statutes, policies, programs, and actions that undermine the rights of all who stand in the way of what they want to impose. The courts have allowed the rights and freedoms that our heritage promised to us to be undermined by partisan interests and rights-destroying laws. There is an increasing recognition that the principles of freedom and real and equal justice that we inherited as the greatest gifts from our forebears are being pushed aside by governments that are determined to impose their own agendas and to give privileges to some at the expense of the rights of others. We have, once more, entered a period when the powers that were given to our institutions of government to protect our rights and freedoms are being turned against the people whom those powers are intended to protect. Growing numbers among the public see the powers of government being abused, and they are withdrawing their consent to be governed by those who do not respect those underlying principles. If our society is to restore the promise of a sound, prosperous, and just society, the time has come to reassert the principles that emerged in societies of the West and to ensure that the institutions that we have put in place to uphold those principles are returned to the role that is assigned to them. To that end, we reassert the principles upon which our society is founded, and we begin a dialogue among Canadians that will identify what needs to be done so that those principles will reassert control over all of the institutions of government that we have created and have them return to their core job of protecting the rights of all as free persons with real and equal rights that governments have an absolute duty to defend. Through such a revival, we can hope to restore the prospect of the glorious future that our forebears envisaged for us, and that we hope to see for our children and our grandchildren.